Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 15 and we will read from verse 11 to verse 24. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men." So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, help us to discern your will, O God. And Lord, we pray that your message will bring clarity and help and hope to your people, O God, and a clear direction of what you want them, what you want from each and every one of them to know and to do for you, Father. Lord, help me to deliver your word and anoint my lips and give me your word, O God, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. Carry your word and your message with the power of the Holy Spirit to reach the lost and to reach those people who are waiting for your word, waiting to hear your voice. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The parable of the lost son is well known. The father who has two sons is our God who is in heaven. He loves his people, he loves each and everyone. And in the parable that we have read, the younger son, he took his property, divided his property, the father, between his two sons. And the younger son, he took everything and he went away from the father and from the house of God. He squandered everything on wild living. And after he spent everything, he passed into famine, he suffered. He start to cry, he have no resource, no income. Then he went to hire himself to a local person, to the citizen of that country, who sent him to feed his pigs. He was longing to fill his stomach, even with the pods of the fig. But then, it was not enough for him. But no one gave him anything. And the outcome and the result of those who decide to leave God, and not only to leave God, to leave the house of God, to leave His church, to leave the family of God that had called them and ordained for them to live and to stay. When we receive Christ as Savior and Lord over our life, as we repent from our sin, we come to the Lord, we come to God through the blood of Jesus. And by the grace of God, we are born again, we are saved, and God, when He saved us, He put us in a family, He put us in a church. Church is the family of God, is the house of God. Those who are called out of darkness, out of the world, God put them together in His family, in His church. The younger son, after he took the above privilege, he decided to be away from his father and to be away from the father's house, to be away from the church. He suffered in this world. And that is the consequences of disobeying God and not being obedient to His will and to His plan. Why he decided to go away from God and from the house of God and from the church of God? Because he wanted to do His will. The younger son wanted to do His plan and whatever he wanted to do and he wanted to be. The father allowed him. But after a time, he discovered that all what was said to him, all what had been taught to him, it was for his benefit. It was for his good and interest. And that is the outcome of everyone who decides to leave God and to live away from the life of the church, from the life of the fellowship of believers, and go away and do his will. In verse 17, it says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. He realized the value of obeying the commands of God and the value of being in discipline and in the family of God. The word of God that teach us and direct us in the way that God wants us to be and place us among the family of God is the same word of God who provide for us our needs. And as we disobey the word of God and as we break the commands of God and we away from Him and from His family and from the life of the church, suffering and famine will start and difficulty will face those people who decide to be away from God and from His church. Some people, they say, we are near God. You are not near God if you are away from the life of the church. God, when He saves us, He places us in His family, in His church. When we leave the church, we leave God. When we leave the family of God, we leave God. Even we pray, we read the Bible, but as long we are not in His house, we are far away from Him. Why people, they leave the church? Because they want to do their own. They want to do what they like. They don't like to be in discipline, because to be in the family of God, to be in the house of God, to be in Father's house, there are rules and regulations we need to follow, all of us. But since they don't like to follow, they don't like to obey, then they decided to go away so that they live the life that they want themselves to live. But their foolishness will be revealed to everyone. And that is here we find the younger son, after he did his own, he discovered that many who obey the commands and the regulation of the father house are having a plenty and they are prosperous. So he came to his senses. And I pray that as you hear the message, that you will come to your senses and to decide to go back to the Father, to God, and be willing to come back to His family, the church that had cared for you, the church that had prayed for you, the church who had nurtured you to raise up and to go on according to the way of the Lord. Now the message here is the privilege that you receive when you come back to God and be part of the family and the church that had God that had placed you in. What are the privilege? When a sinner repent and come back to the Lord and be part of the family. We cannot separate salvation from the life of the church, and we cannot separate repentance from being part of the church, part of the family that God had placed on earth, that He ordained for the believer to live with one another. What are the privileges? First, we can read this one in verse 20, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. How the father saw his son? Because the father was waiting. The father was waiting, and God is waiting for you to come back. And the family is waiting for you to come back. The church is waiting for you to come back, because the church is where the love of God is there. The father was waiting. And from a long distance, he recognized his son. How he recognized him? He did not see his face, character. He did not see the details, because still he is far off. But the father recognized his son from the gait, from the way he walked, from the way he moved, because he knew his son very well. He still loved his son. And the church still loves those who are gone far away. And what the privilege we receive when we come back to the Lord and His family, what the privilege you receive when you come back to God and to the church and the family that love you and care for you, you receive a hug. He throw himself, his arms around him, and kiss him. You will receive the love of God, the compassion of God, the care of God, the kissing of the Lord. Life away from the Lord and from His family, full of troubles, pain, sorrows, wounds, ill feeling, sadness, and you will receive compassion, you will receive care, you will receive love, you will receive kisses, you will receive healing for your emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, physical wounds that is in your heart, in your body, in your soul, in your mind. So the first things you receive compassion and love and welcome, encouragement, emotional and moral support from the Lord. The second things you receive forgiveness. You receive forgiveness and you receive justification when you repent and come back fully without any baggage, without any arguing, without any complaining, without any putting condition on God and on the church. You will receive forgiveness from the Lord and you will receive justification. Verse 21, the son said to his father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. He confessed and he repented from his sin. But what does the Lord answer to him? But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him, the robe of righteousness. When we repent, by the blood of Jesus, we are righteous in the sight of God. You receive justification. Justification from your sin. As you repent and receive Christ, the blood of Jesus will cancel all the debts and will cancel all the written code that is against you as long as you repent. So you receive the robe of righteousness. What else? Put a ring on his finger. The ring at that time of Jesus, they will put the seal on the ring because they were using clay or wax, so that the seal, when they press the ring that contained the seal on the wax or on the clay, it will print some character, represent the seal of that person. The ring here is authority, because the seal for any company or institution or government office is an authority. when you come back to the Lord and to His church, you will receive anointing and you will receive authority, you will receive recognition, you will receive ordination, that you are approved and your life approved before God and His church and His family. What else we will receive as you come back to the Lord and to His family? And sandals on His feet. Why sandals? At the time of Jesus, the slaves, they used to go on bare feet. They were not using sandals. And that person was a slave. And as you are being away from God, you are a slave to sin, slave to demons, slave to bad habit. But as you repent, you are free. Sandals on feet are sign of freedom. The free people at the time of Jesus, they were using sandals. But those slaves, they walk bare feet. What is the meaning of sandals? At the time of Jesus, those who mourn, the Jewish, in their culture and tradition, those who mourn, they will go on bare feet. King David, when he was driven from Jerusalem, his son driven him out, Absalom, and it was God discipline for him. He was climbing the mountain, and he was crying and wailing, and he was moving bare feet. So bare feet is a sign of mourning, and the son who was away from the father house, away from God, away from the family of God, away from the church of God, he is in crying, and he is in pain, and he is in suffering. But as he come back to his senses and he repent, then the Lord say, a sandal on his feet. God is going to comfort you as you decide to come back. God is going to wipe away your tears from your eyes, and God is going to heal your wounds, and God is going to embrace you, the robe of righteousness, the ring on your finger as authority. God will give you authority, restore you, restore your ministry and your service unto Him. And what else more? He say, bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let have a feast and celebrate. You will have a feast, you will have celebration. You will have abundance in food, in time, in material things. You will have the joy of the Lord is your strength. You will have the fellowship of believers. You have the fellowship with the Lord, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, the fellowship with His church. He said that let us have a feast and celebrate. You will have celebration in your life. There's a joy. There is a beautiful time that you will spend with God and with His family. God is waiting for you. The Lord is waiting. And His house, His family, the church is also waiting for your decision. Waiting and praying for you to come back to your senses. And to come back to the Lord. Come back to His house. Come back to His church. That care for you. That nurture you. God is waiting. Realize your sin. Come back to your senses. Don't go with your pride. You compare yourself. Many who stay with the Lord and His family, they are blessed. You also, God called you to be blessed today. Answer His call and say, yes, Lord, I am coming to you. Decide in your mind and your heart firmly and come to Him. God is waiting. A big embrace, a hug, a kiss, and a rich welcome is awaiting for you as you obey His word and His call to you this very day. Let's pray. Father, I want to give you thanks, and I praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. How you are great, God, that there is no one like you, O Lord. And I pray that your word, O God, that has been sent by the power of the Holy Spirit, will bring the harvest, O Lord, that you had ordained, the purpose that you sent it. I pray it shall be achieved, O Lord. Prosper, O God, the work of your hand, O God. And I pray for a conviction of the Holy Spirit upon each and everyone who hear the message and who have gone away astray. Lord, bring them back to you and to the family. they belong. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O Lord. O Lord, I pray for humility in the heart of the lost son, O God, in the heart of the younger son who have gone away. I pray for humility, O God. I pray for meekness, O God. I pray, O God, for obedient heart and wisdom and fear of the Lord. They will obey the call that had been sent to them. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Jesus. Seal this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and take it, O Lord, to the souls who are waiting for you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.